1620-94.5 WTAW. Action taken at the May 14th Bryan City Council meeting included awarding a $3.3 million contract to design the expansion of the Thompson's Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant that serves the city's west side. Here's background information from the City of Bryan's Public Works Director, Jason Barfnick.
The expansion of the Thompson's Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Currently, that plant is built to process 2 million gallons a day of wastewater. It's permitted for 4, so we did the permit when we originally bought the property, but we only built half of what we got permitted. We're treating right now about 1 million gallons a day. We have a large project in place right now to extend sewer up to the Highway 47 corridor. We've had interest from a lot of different people about development, and so we're trying to get ahead of the game and expand that plant before we have a large customer come online and we're the holdup. So that's the purpose for that. Okay. It's going to take us about a year. Actually, the 100% plans are supposed to be finished in February or March of 2025, and then it's going to take us 2 to 3 years to get it built. So it's a pretty lengthy process.
Additional comments about the planned expansion, first of all, from City Manager Keene Register.
The sewer in that area is extremely important for continued development in and around the Relis area.
Next, comments from Mayor Bobby Gutierrez.
We've been talking about this for probably the last year to get ahead. We say that we work at the speed of business, and this is what we've been planning. So you guys have been in those conversations on these things too. So if you have concerns, please let us know these concerns beforehand on some of these things. But we do work at the speed of business. We got some big stuff happening right now, and we don't want to be the holdup, as you said, so I appreciate that.
Comments from the May 14th, 2023 Bryan City Council Workshop Meeting on 1620-94.5 WTAW.